Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Kernig. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musil. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Julie Wera. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Collins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Durst reaches second base with a double. Mark Kernig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernig hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Durst scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bob Musil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kernig misplays the ball. That's an error on Kernig. Calm moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler strikes out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Calm scores. Hunfield moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Musil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunfield tags and moves to third. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunfield scores. Barrett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kernig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Julie Wera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Peckinpah. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Wera moves to second. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Wera moves to third. Collins moves to second. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Durst hits a fly ball towards left. Falk catches it and throws to home to double up Wera. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy pinch hits for Rayshock. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Koenig. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Koenig. Com moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Harry McCurdy now catching. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Falk bunts in front of the plate. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to second. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to third. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peckinpah for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari strikes out. One out. Julie Wera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wera is 0-for-1 in the game. Wera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Musel moves to second. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0-for-0 in the game. Pennock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up towards third. Wera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wera fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground for a single. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Durst, who is chasing the ball. Barrett reaches third base with a triple. Hunfield scores. Metzler goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy bunts towards third. Wera fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to second. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from Collins and he is out, Wera applying the tag. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 2 in the game. Peckinpah hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCurdy hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Musel hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazzari strikes out. Two outs. Julie Wera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wera hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Com bunts towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to second. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hunfield bunts towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunfield for the out. Lyons moves to third. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Pennock covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Morehart pinch hits for Herb Pennock. Ray Morehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morehart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Durst hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Miles Thomas now pitching. Mike Gazella now playing third base. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peckinpah hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-3 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-3 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Ruth moves to third. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ruth scores. Gehrig moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-2, White Sox. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kham takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Kham moves to second. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Gazzella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gazzella hits a line drive into left field. Falk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Falk. Gazzella moves to second. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Gazzella moves to third. Ben Pascal pinch hits for Miles Thomas. Ben Pascal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. Gazella scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, White Sox. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durst moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler, who is chasing the ball. Ruth reaches third base with a triple. Durst scores. Koenig goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, White Sox. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and New York Yankees, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.